Ezekiel chapter 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You are like a young lion of the nations, and you like a whale in the seas. And you came forth with your rivers, and troubled the waters with your feet, and fouled their rivers. Thus says the Sovereign, Yahweh, I will for this reason spread out my net over you, with a company of many people, and they will bring you up in my net. And then I will leave you upon the land. I will throw you forth upon the open field, and cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain on you, and I will fill the animals of the whole earth with you. And I will lay your flesh upon the mountains and fill the valleys with your height. I will also water the land with your blood where you swim, even to the mountains, and the rivers will be full of you. And when I will put you out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars of it dark. And I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon will not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven I will make dark over you, and set darkness upon your land, says the Sovereign, Yahweh. I will also vex the hearts of many people, when I will bring your destruction among the nations, into the countries which you have not known. Yes, I will make many people amazed at you, and their kings will be horribly afraid for you, when I will brandish my sword before them, and they will tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of your fall. For thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, The sword of the king of Babylon will come upon you. By the swords of the mighty I will cause your multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them. And they will spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude of Egypt will be destroyed. I will destroy also all the beasts, all the animals of it, from beside the great waters. Neither will the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of animals trouble them. And then I will make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, says the Sovereign, Yahweh. When I will make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country will be destitute of that with which it was full, when I will strike all of those who dwell within it, then they will know that I am Yahweh. This is the lamentation with which they will lament her. The daughters of the nations will lament her. They will lament for her, for Egypt, and for all her multitude, says the Sovereign, Yahweh. It came to also pass in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and throw them down, her and the daughters of the famous nations, to the nether parts of the earth, with those that go down into the pit. Whom do you surpass in beauty? Go down, and be you laid with the uncircumcised. They will fall in the midst of those that are killed by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty will speak to him out of the midst of hell, of Gehenna, with those that help him. They are gone down. They lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Ashur is there, and all her company. His graves are around him, all of them killed, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam, and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them killed, fallen by the sword, who are gone down uncircumcised into the lower parts of the earth, who caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the killed, with all her multitude, her graves round about him, all of them uncircumcised, killed by the sword, though their terror was caused in the land of the living. Still they have borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of those that are killed. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him. all of them uncircumcised, killed by the sword, though they caused their terror in the land of the living. And they will not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, who are gone down to hell or to Gehenna with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities will be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yes, you will be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and you will lie with those that are killed with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, which with their might are laid by those that have been killed by the sword. They will lie with the uncircumcised, and with those who go down into the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Zidonians, who are gone down with those that have been killed. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with those that are killed with the sword, and bear their shame with those that go down to the pit. Pharaoh will see them, and will be comforted over all his multitude. Pharaoh and all his army killed by the sword, says Sovereign Yahweh. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living. And he will be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with those who are killed with the sword, Pharaoh and all his multitude, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.